Hey, welcome back to 30X Day 26. Today we're going to look at leadership of self. You know, leadership is a skill that is something that you learn over a period of time. It's not something we're born with. It's not something that you get. Some people have a bit more natural affinity towards it, but it is definitely a learned skill. I know for me, if I can go back to when leadership first became something I started learning, I was a Boy Scout as a kid, and as a Boy Scout, as you get older, you get pushed into taking on a leadership role. You get promoted to sixer, and you're like, okay, I'm in charge of this group of people. What do I do? How do I actually do that? And it was like, so I started learning leadership at a young age, and as I went through the Cubs to Scouts and all of that sort of thing, I kept learning more about leadership. But it wasn't until I was 16 years old that I really learned that I had to understand leadership. I was lucky enough at 16 years of age to be on the debate team at school. Yeah, go figure, huh? I like debating with people. And on the debate team, I got good experience at speaking and learning to speak. And I had to give a speech at the school one time, and there was a parent in the audience who happened to see my speech, and he was the head of the local Rotary Club. And Rotary is such a great charitable organization around the world. And they ran an organization called RYLA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And I was nominated for that. And I had to come in and give a speech and write an essay about how I should win the Rotary Youth Leadership Award. And they literally took me away for a week. So, yeah, my best buddy Glenn, he and I both got the win. Okay, two of us got the win in this area. And it was like, so we got sent away for a week-long training on leadership and success and how to succeed in life. As a 16-year-old boy, dang, did that have an impact on me. Learning self-leadership at such an early age is a very important thing. Because if we go back to being a parent and raising kids, you realize that you go through the phase of, you know, the kid thinks of the parent's opinion and what do the parents think of me, and then they get to what do my friends think of me or my peer group think of me, and then it's what do I think of me and what do I think of the world. Well, interestingly enough, by learning leadership at age 16, one of the biggest shifts that happened for me is I started to move from worrying about what other people thought of me into my own leadership, into leadership of me. And that was a real interesting shift because it was like for the first time in my life, I realized, hey, I can define my own direction. I can choose where I want to go in life. I don't have to listen to what everyone else is saying. I don't have to do what everyone else wants me to do. I can actually lead myself. And you see, without an ability to lead yourself, it's almost impossible to lead others. And so in our own life, self-leadership is a major part of how we actually live a 30X life, how we actually live the life you choose to live. So I want to invest our time together today focused in on your leadership of yourself, your leadership of you. Not of other people, not of your family, but you leading you first. Then we'll get to family, and then we'll get to other people, okay? So let's think about defining your own direction and making the choice to define your own direction and the choice to do what it is you choose to do with your life. Not what others expect of you, not what others think of, but what you choose to do, the direction you want to go with your life. It's kind of like you get to move with a level of consistency, a level of clarity that other people don't have. If you think of the people in your life who have the most assuredness of where they're going and what they're doing, the people who have that knowledge of what it is I'm aiming to achieve. You know, before I was 16 years old, I didn't really know where I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to be successful. I knew I wanted to achieve stuff. I worked dang hard at school to make sure my parents were happy and that I achieved what needed to be achieved. And you know, it was kind of an interesting point at 16 to say, you know, I can choose what I want. And to have other people doubt my choices and have other people say, hang on, you're crazy, you're nuts, what are you doing? But it was what I wanted, where I wanted to be. I got to choose my path and know that this, with clarity, by the way, not just with mud, but really choose what it is I want to do. Now, some people will never choose what they want in their life until they're 50 or 60. Some people, it takes, you know, a parent passing away before they actually choose to go and do what they want to do. Other people, it takes, you know, getting into a marriage to choose what they want to do, or their kids leaving, or they're having a kid, or, you know, there's many different points. And if you haven't got there fully yet, then hopefully today is a point in the path for you where you will determine to stand in your own two feet. And that saying was said to me many years ago, stand in your own two feet. Not on your own two feet, but in your own two feet. And I thought, what does that actually mean? What does it mean, stand in your own two feet? It meant to be me. It meant to be myself, to do what I wanted to do, to choose myself. See, some people think it's selfish to put yourself first. And I kind of think it's the exact opposite. I think putting myself first is selfless. Because if I can be the greatest I can be, then I can help everybody else. If I can be the best me that I can be, then everyone around me will be better off. Everyone around me will feel good about life. Everyone around me will accept and step up to the challenge with me. Being the best me that I can be, choosing to lead myself, is the first choice of leaders. Oh, it's not about everyone else. It's not about a team. It's about choosing to lead yourself to the place you want to go. You know, if we choose to lead ourselves, let's run through a few of the things, what that would look like, and then we'll get to building the team and the family and all that sort of stuff there. What it really means is that you choose success. And success to you would mean something different to me. Success to you may be raising a family where everyone has good life and good values and all that. Success to you could be, you know, climbing the top of Mount Everest. Everyone has a different definition of success because we have different goals, dreams, desires, all those things. But really, choosing to lead yourself is choosing to be the best you can be and lead yourself to the success as you define success for you in your life. You know, your dreams and goals that we've already discussed in 30X or having a vision for your life. See, a leader is someone who leads somewhere. They're leading you to a place. They're leading you to some place. And if you're leading yourself, you must have a vision for what you want your life to look like. As I've discussed here in 30X, I remember back to Mr. Jim Rohn getting me to write my obituary when I was about 16 years old and thinking, dang, this is kind of weird, but it gave me a vision of what I wanted to be remembered for, a vision of who I wanted to be in life, a vision of where I wanted to go and what I wanted to achieve. Now, leading your own life is being an example to your friends, being an example to your family, being an example to yourself, just to remind yourself of what it looks like to go after your dreams and goals. Be that example, be that. Now, leading yourself is about being strong, being fearless, being going after what it is you want, not letting fear or fear of failure or fear of success or not letting those things get in your way. Leading yourself, you know, it's interesting, when you have to do something, you just do it. I was chatting with my neighbor, a good buddy of mine, and he was up in Colorado at his ranch, and his truck was driving his Jeep across a thing, and the road gave away. It was a massive landslide, and his truck rolled many times, crushed his leg, had to hike out 6 miles with a broken leg, crushed foot, everything. Had to get out 6 miles to get to be in the middle of winter time, it's cold, and still did it. See, leading yourself is about just saying, you know, I'm going to do this no matter. I'm going to go after my dreams and goals no matter. That's what it is. You know, by leading yourself, you honor your family, you honor your friends, you honor yourself, you honor the others around you. It really is about, you know, being the best you can be and having that position in life. You lead yourself. You're going to try new things. You're going to test stuff. You're going to give it a shot. You're going to have a go. You're going to make the effort. That's what leading yourself is all about. It's about being that person. You're going to be positive. You're going to reject pessimism. You're going to be positive. You're going to think about, how do I actually get to where I want to be? Who is it that I'm aiming to be? I'm leading myself to this place. And you know, leading yourself is step one of leading your family, leading your team, leading your friends, all that sort of stuff. It's very much a thing. You know, it's interesting. Leading yourself actually shows that you care about others. Leading yourself is not about being selfish. It's about being an example. It's about honoring those around you. It's because you care for everyone around you, you lead yourself to be the best you that you can be. It's kind of like, if you're leading yourself, you are the person that, you remember that Mohandas Gandhi said, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. And that's what really leading yourself is. Be who you want to be. Be the change that you want to see the world. Make that shift. If you change you, you know, Michael Jackson had that great song, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and change. It was called Man in the Mirror. You know, and the meaning behind that song of shift you so you can shift the world. And, you know, it's a great, great meaning. I'm not sure Michael even understood the meaning behind what he was singing there. Find the good in yourself and find the good in others. There's a great little book for business and for life called Well Done. And Well Done is real interesting because it talks about how do we, and it looks at how do they train killer whales. You know, how do you train something that can actually snap you up and gobble you up in one mouthful? How do you train it to do the things you want to do? And it's really about looking for the good in it and, you know, acknowledge every small step as a great step in the direction. You know, the whole one small step for man, one giant step for mankind thing is, it's so powerful for you to be acknowledging every step you take in the right direction. Acknowledge the great things that you do and acknowledge the great things about yourself and about, you know, about yourself. Be willing to write a list. And if there's no other homework you do from this one, write a list of the great things about yourself and be happy to be great about those things. Be happy to do that. I think that in leading yourself, you will get mentors, you will get teachers, you will keep reading and learning and studying because you are your own leader. You realize that to be a better leader of me, I need to increase my knowledge. I might need mentors, I might need a coach, I might need a teacher to help me move in that direction. Leading yourself is a great task. Remember, your number one job is to be the best you that you can be. Who is the best you? What does the best you look like? What relationships would the best you have? What wealth would the best you have? What health would the best you have? How would the best you go about life? Not an average you, not an okay you, the very best you that there is. You know, the best you would probably have a plan. The best you would have a self-leadership plan, a plan of where we're going. The best you would have that vision of where you're going and not be afraid to write down the plan in case, you know, it didn't get done. I think the best you would also have more internal pressure than peer pressure. And what do I mean by that? See, sometimes we do things because others want us to or we feel there's a need to impress the others, that sort of stuff. We'll talk more about that actually in 30X, I think, in a couple of days. The reality of it is a 30X self-leader, the person that's going out to being the best they can be, is someone who leads themselves from inside. They have an internal drive. It's not an external drive to do it. Now, people often ask me, given your success, Brad, why is it you still do this stuff? Why do you still push? Why do you still go after these things? And it's like, that it seems to me they're asking a question of, well, what else is there for you to achieve? What else do you want in your life? What? And it's not about that. It's about, I have this internal desire to help, an internal desire to teach, an internal desire to pass on knowledge. And it's that internal desire that drives me. I don't think it is achieving the next thing or the next goal or the next external. It's my internal drive to go after it that keeps me wanting to be the best me that I could be. It's that internal drive to be an example to my kids and to make sure that I'm living the best life that I can live. And I challenge you to be the best you you can be. You know, and yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, I'm human. I make mistakes. I mess up. Ask my wife. I often mess up stupid things, forget to say the right thing, do the wrong thing. And, you know, I do it in business too. Every now and then in business, I'll pull a strategy out that doesn't work, that doesn't do it, or roll out a program that just... I'm not saying that this is about being perfect. What I'm looking for here is being the best me that I can be and for you to be the best you that you can be. Self-leadership is an amazing part of that. Self-leaders are problem solvers. Self-leaders build others up. Self-leaders, you know, they're a team player, and that's what we're going to get to next, is how do we build that team around us so that we can achieve in our life what it is that we want to achieve. I think I go back to a statement here from 30X that we've used before, and that is, it's what you say to yourself about yourself when you're by yourself that matters most. What you say to yourself about yourself when you're by yourself, that's the sign of a self-leader. That you positively talk to yourself, you communicate well to yourself, you build yourself up, you build you into being a great person. Yes, others can help you with that process, but it's all about you building you. It's about you building a great person. And all the strategies and tactics that we've used here in 30X are moving us in that direction. You know, the first half of 30X Life was a lot of strategies, pieces of homework, things to do, and I know you're still working on many of those things. The second half of 30X Life is a lot of philosophy, ways to think, and ways to approach the world. See, how you approach the world is definitely how it approaches you back. So we've got to make sure that what we are thinking about when we're by ourselves and self-communicating, talking to ourselves, looking in the mirror, painting a picture of where we're going, those things are all a very big part of your success. So self-leadership is stage one of leadership, to being the best you that you can be. Then it's about looking at building a team. Obviously, your family is part of that team. Your friends are part of that team. If you are going to live a 30X life, do we need to, or do you need to, surround yourself with people that will help you get there? Do you need to have a team that is on your side? Do you need to have a team that's got your back? Do you need to have a team of people who want to help you achieve your dreams, your goals, the meaning of life to you, to make your vision a reality? Yes, you do. Now, first and foremost, we got to understand that building a team is not a hard thing. It's something we can all learn. You can learn team building. In a business sense, in 30X Business, I teach team building for business. In 30X Wealth, I teach the team building for wealth. Here today, we're going to look at building a team that helps you live a great life. Who are the people that you need on your team to live that great life? You know, are there people you need? Do you need a fitness trainer? Do you need a life coach? Do you need someone to help you understand where you're doing great and where you're not? Do you need a counselor or therapist? Do you need someone to help you stay healthy and stuff? The team that we look to build to make sure we have a great life includes family, includes friends, but sometimes we're going to need to build a team that's a little bigger than that if we're to get there. You know, when you go and build an investing team, if you're going to do 30X Wealth, then you're looking at building a team of people that help you invest. So who are the people who are going to help you build a great life? Well, let's start with family, okay? Your family is your team, okay? This is your team, and they're on your side. And yes, sometimes it feels like they're not on your side. Sometimes it feels like that. Well, let's take a look at that just for a second. You know, I look at it from brothers, sisters, moms, dad. How do you enroll them to help you build the dreams and goals that you want? How do you actually get them to be on your side? Because leadership in a family scenario is you have to both lead up and lead down. You know, you got to lead for your parents and the older relatives. You got to lead for the kids and your younger relatives. Or it's not something where you sit there and go, huh, I didn't see it as leadership within my family. I just saw it as being part of the family. Well, there's always someone in the family that takes the lead and someone that sets the tone, someone that sets the way the family communicates, the way the family works together. If the family's going to be positive, negative, if the family's going to be great together and help each other, or if it's going to get in each other's way. So as you set that tone and as you lead the family in moving towards a place where the family works together in order to achieve a great family relationship or a good family relationship where people achieve their dreams and goals, is it a family that you want to lead towards being in a place where everyone helps each other achieve their goals, or is the family already in that place? See, I know I have some friends in my life who, business-wise, yeah, they're doing okay. You know, got a good job, doing okay. But family-wise, doing amazing. And I'm sure you've got some people in your life who are a great example of a fantastic family, and they've learned how to build great family. And so it's sitting back and saying to myself, where do I want to lead this family? See, deciding the vision for you and being a self-leader is really important. But deciding a vision for the family and where you want to lead the family is also of vital importance. Where do you want to move to as a family? Where do you want to lead to as a family? What culture do you want to have? How do you want the family to be? Your group of friends, being a leader in your group of friends. Again, what is your vision for your friendship group? What does you want it to look like? How do you want it to feel? Do you want them to all support each other? Or do you want it to be backstabbing and gossiping and all that? Of course you want them to be supportive and moving in the same direction. So think about what vision you have for yourself, absolutely. Think about what vision you have for your family and how you want that to end up and what you want it to be. And third of all, think about your friends. Then we start looking at the next level of it. Community. Okay, are you a leader in your community? Do you want to be a leader in your community? How do you want to lead within your community? Maybe it's within your church you want to be a leader. Maybe it's in the business community you want to be a leader. Maybe it's in some charitable organization where you want to take on a leadership position. But stepping into leadership positions is part of 30X Life. Yes, you have to lead yourself. You have to be a leader within your family, a leader within your friends group. But your community needs leadership too. You know, some people, their leadership within the community is by joining a political and running for office, that sort of thing. Some people become leaders by becoming teachers, mentors. They go and serve in community areas where they can teach and mentor young people or even business people, whatever methodology it is. But taking a look at your community and taking a leadership position within the community is part of the 30X Life. Now, you don't have to do it today. If you're still struggling with leading yourself, okay, fix leading yourself. If you're struggling with leading your family, okay, fix leading your family. If you're struggling with leading your friendship group or the friendship group needs more leadership, then great work there. And then gradually build in community. Or flip it over and say, you know what, I'm not going to be good at leading myself right now. I just need to get into community and do leadership there and then gradually I'll work on the other areas within my life. Either way is fine. You know, the leader is the person that builds others up. The leader is the person that, you know, ultimately takes on the position of leader. And then the final level of leadership is the leader creates more leaders. So think about that for a moment. What is your job as a leader? To create leaders. Okay? The old statement of the best general in the world is the one who creates the most captains type thing. And you know, your job as a leader is to help other people become leaders. Whether it's working with your family, helping your kids become leaders. Whether it's working with your friends to help them become leaders in their community, in their family, in their friendship group, in their business, in their job, in their wherever it is. The leader's number one job is to help create more leaders. The leader's number one job is to create people and build people up. Well, leadership is all about making sure that you bring out the best in others. So self-leadership, making sure you bring out the best in yourself. Family leadership, bring out the best in your family. And, you know, we've talked about this, but it often comes down to giving them the support they need, lending a hand, listening when they need that. Sometimes the leader is the person who stands in the back. Now, I always like the leadership analogy of being a sailor on a yacht. The sailboat doesn't steer from the front. It steers from the back. The captain's in the back at the helm looking at what's going on and surveying everything that's happening, standing in the background and helping other people achieve what needs to be achieved in order to make sure that everything gets done. And if something goes wrong, the captain steps up and takes the blame immediately. And if something goes right, the captain points to all the team and says, fantastic job, you guys achieved all of this. Leadership is something that is, I will say this over and over again, it's a learned skill. Leadership is not something that, I guess it came a little natural to me, but it wasn't really a natural thing. I was kind of, as a kid, wanting to be a bit more in the background. You know, but to step up in front, to get on stage, to be the leader in my community, communities all over the world, I guess, teaching business people all over the world, teaching people about life and wealth from all walks of life in all corners of the country. I think that at some point you realize that I need to be a leader. I need to lead me. I need to lead my family. I need to lead my friends. I need to lead my community. And ultimately for me, I realize I need to be a leader out there in the world, not just in my community, but in my country, in the world that I live in. And I'm not sure what level of leadership you want to take on, but for each of us, we have to at some point realize leadership is part of our life. Leadership starts with leading yourself. That's where it begins. All of the activities we've been doing to date, you might not have noticed it, but what I've really been teaching you is how to be a leader. Now, if you go back to that movie, The Karate Kid, the wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the floor, you know, paint the wall, all that stuff. What Mr. Miyagi was doing was helping Daniel-san become a leader or become more skilled at the tasks of leadership just by doing the tasks he was. So he was teaching him the fighting moves by doing it. Every activity I've been doing with you here in 30X has been about building your leadership of yourself. From coming up with your categories, roles, and goals, from defining your dreams, from looking at the aspects of where you get the most happiness and fun out of life, from balancing and all of these different aspects. I've been giving you the traits and the skills and the knowledge for you to be a self-leader, for you to be a leader of your family, a leader of your friends, and to really step forward, to want to be a leader of your community. Now, these are some of the aspects that by doing the tasks or the homework that has been set every day on 30X, it hasn't been about building just tasks. It's been about building you as a person. It's about you putting in the time, energy, and effort to build yourself. About you becoming a leader. See, every task you've done has been a wax on, wax off. Every task has built a muscle of yours, a leadership muscle, a thinking muscle, a goal, a vision, a direction, a teaching muscle, a mentoring muscle, the ability to be a better partner, the leadership of family by building a better parent, by building a better friend, to learn how to be a leader of your friendship group. Every stage of 30X has been about how it is you build you and how you become more of a leader. You could say I tricked you, but it's not really a trick. It's about giving you the skills that you need to live your 30X life. It's about giving you the strength to be that 30Xer. The strength to build you so that you have the ability to build others. The strength to put yourself first so you can then help others become the best they can be. To be a shining example for everybody around you. Every activity, every task we've done in 30X is about building a better human being, about you being the best you that you can be. The best you. Not an average you, not an okay you, the best you. See, I want you to start thinking about what would life look like if I was the best me that I could be? How would my life sit if I was the best me that I could be? What does it look like for me to be that person? And you know that every activity we've done for the last 26 days or 25, today's day 26, has been about that. I congratulate you on the courage and the choice to live a 30X life, to go through every day of this program and learn every single day what it takes to live a great life. And some days when you're learning that stuff and you're sitting there going, I don't do this, I don't do it, it's easy to beat up on yourself. And I know even in teaching 30X, every day I go home thinking about what's next to teach and, hey, am I actually living every single principle that I'm going through there? How well am I living every single principle? I know that learning can sometimes be tough from that front because we are holding ourselves to a different level of accountability. We're holding ourselves to a different level than the average citizen is willing to hold themselves. To be the best you that you can be, to be a leader of your own life, a leader of your friends, your family, your community, and the world in general. To be that leader, that's what 30X is all about. To build you into the most amazing person you are. You know, to see that from the ground up. You are becoming the best person you can be. Every day you and I get better by sitting here at 30X and focusing in on a couple of lessons that make sure our life gets better every day. Congratulations. Congrats on almost being a graduate of 30X Life. We got a couple of days to go. But your homework today is pretty simple. Start looking at where you need to lead more, who you need to lead more. And most of all, start leading yourself. Okay? That's 30X for today. Let's do this.